Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and get through it is we all work together as a team, and that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. Anita Rosen is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I'm always excited when Anita joins us. She's just one of the best. She's so smart, got so many things important things to talk to us about. She's one of the folks who basically, at a very young age, became one of the pioneers of all the things that you and I do online. I mean, she was right there in the early days helping to develop websites and e-commerce, and she's written a book called The E-Commerce Question and Answer Book. Her brand new book is called Learning 2.0. She's leading online education and e-learning, and she's our good friend. That's the big deal. Anita Rosen, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Anita, one of the things that I know you've got on your mind today is something that I've been talking quite a lot about, and that is how things are changing. And I've been saying to my audience that, you know, after every business cycle, there are changes. There are different, and you know, nothing's one year's change. There's a lot of changes from the previous year, but I believe that there's been a lot of resetting of the way we do business, so much so that the future from 2010 forward is going to look a bit different from the way we did business 2008 backwards, even more than the past cycles that I've been through, and this is my seventh. I believe it's going to be a lot different, and I think one of the ways that's going to change an awful lot is the way we connect with customers. What do you think?
I completely agree. It is changing right now. It's interesting. What I keep on hearing, there's two sides to it, and what I hear all the time, every week, there is a major, from the news, a major article on the effect of the web newspapers, on radio, mm-hmm. on TV, on broadcast,
everything. Every walk of life.
All these different media cycles. They're all talking about how it's killing their paradigm because mm-hmm. most of them have been doing everything relatively for free.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an awful lot of free has been going on for a long time, and we don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
radio has been free for 100 years.
It's because a lot of this, and newspapers are completely subsidized.
A newspaper is not the news, folks. It's an ad platform with news that separates the ads.
And what's happened is there's this shakeup. And you and I, all of us, small businesses, are involved in that shakeup because every day we look and say, where are we going to put our ads? Should we do Google ads or should we put it in the local newspaper? And where, because we spend a lot of time thinking, I'm a small business person,
mm-hmm.
where are my customers and how are they accessing it? I just know with myself, 20 years ago, I had a business, I would have a lot more people in my marketing department,
mm-hmm.
and my money would be going in a lot different places. Because right now, I put a lot into Google AdWords. For me, that works really well, and it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to have a lot of people managing it. 20 years ago, I'd be going to all
right.
Because how else would I be able to access my customers? Mm-hmm. I have a vertical market of customers that are nationwide.
So you're saying that the new world is quite a bit different from our old world, and so we have to learn what the new paradigm is, the new protocols are. But once you actually find that it's not only easier, it's better.
Yes. for me as a small business, it can be, if I can find it.
Right.
Me as if I was running a trade show business, or if I'm running a magazine, or any of these things, not necessarily, because unless I'm running a magazine,
those are buggy whip companies.
Exactly.
They're the buggy whips, and you know people aren't buying a lot of buggy whips anymore. See, this is what I've been saying. I said years after 9/11, I said that between technology and terrorism, that the ultimately that the hospitality industry is going to be taken on the chin, and that's the reason why I bought stock in a company that does internet video. And video conferencing, that kind of thing. And so I think these are all the changes, folks, that are happening. Anita's got some more thoughts on how you and I can reach customers in the future, the way they're going to want to be reached, where they're going to be hanging out, right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It is 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm so darn glad to be with you. I don't know what to do. So much fun rocking and rolling with you every day and hanging out with you and talking about things that are important to our businesses and providing you with information about all that on our website. So you can go there to your little heart's content whenever you want to. I know you can't get enough of me, so you have to go to my website, Small Business Advocate. When I'm not on the air, you got to go there and check me out, right? SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. That's the story I'm sticking to. Whatever you need, we got lots of stuff there. I hope you'll go there. The body of work that Anita Rosen has deposited with us over the years will take your breath away. Check that out. Just see her position in our brain trust and all the things that she's done there. We value that very much. And also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Anita Rosen is the author of Learning 2.0. That's her brand new book. Her website is ReadyGo.com, right, Anita?
Yes, it is.
ReadyGo.com. Lots of good stuff there. I promise you, you will not regret visiting her website. Anita, I mentioned Twitter. I said you can follow me on Twitter, even though I've got this website. How about that, Anita? You know how much I've invested over the last 12 years in my website, and we're about to launch a new look and some new stuff that we're going to have. We keep working on it. We keep adding stuff. You know how much I put into that, how much blood, sweat, and tears in that website. And yet, as I tell you about my website, I also want you to know that you can follow me on Twitter.
Well, there's all kinds. I consider that we're right now going through Web Marketing 2.0. Web Marketing 1.0 was getting your website and advertising. So you
buying AdWords, the keywords, that kind of thing?
Right, that kind of thing. And that's 1.0. Now, the thing with 1.0 to 2.0, it's not that the old one goes away.
Mm-hmm.
It's that all of a sudden there's something new that's really changing. And
it's not
web marketing.
Uh-huh.
Is now all of a sudden there is, I think it's more than just Twitter. I think it's the biggest change is social networking.
Right.
And how small businesses can use social networking. Because the big issue that small businesses have is you typically have a small market that you're going after, and how do you access that market?
What I see,
and it's not that people stopped reading magazines.
It's not either or, it's both and, isn't it?
Pardon me?
It's not either or, it's both and.
Right, right. You can't stop doing what you've been doing.
You're going to read newspapers. I love my newspaper. Don't take my newspaper away.
Right.
I'm going to Kindle. I'm still going to want to buy a book,
right?
Because I want it in my library,
right.
Or for whatever reason, I want to pick it up and open it up. I'm going to read my newspaper. I'm an old fogey. I'm still going to listen to the radio, et cetera, et cetera. But But also,
you sit there and say, "Well, I'm going to listen to." But how are people going to be listening to your show?
Mm-hmm.
How much of radio are you listening to in the car, as opposed to sit at your desk and go, "Oh, I really like that show. I
right.
missed it yesterday. I'm going to listen to it now."
And so that what you're talking about is customers are are in control. That's something that I've been trying to drive home to my audience, Anita, is in the relationship that you have with customers. And this is what's different about the future than from the past. Customers are in complete control of the relationship, which includes them telling exactly when and where.
Right.
Because they're saying, I want to be able to listen on demand. I want to be able to read wherever I am. And I want, Jim, Anita, I want you guys to send me your stuff to this location at this time.
Right.
That's control.
Yeah, yeah. I want you to send it to me. I mean, personally, I don't like that stuff to be sent to me. I like to go over there, and I like to get it.
But
so I go to your site,
you're unusual.
And I want to be able to press a button and be able to hear your last show, even though I didn't listen to your show because when I could listen to it is not convenient for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to watch a show that's in the middle of the day when I'm busy with work. I want to be able to listen to that show. I don't want to listen to the news. I want to listen to Jim's show on my way home from work.
On demand.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, consequently, we've given you all those options.
Right.
And
how this relates to small business is you're listening to us right now and you're saying, this has nothing to do with me. What it has to do with you is, how are you accessing, how are you getting information to your customers, and how are they finding out about you and your new products? Sometimes it really is people, if you sit there and say, oh yeah, great, I'm going to send people every single day, I'm going to tell them one item that's on sale, and people are like, I don't want to get your emails,
right.
I don't want to get your podcast. So what they want to be able to do is go to your website, or they're on Facebook, and maybe that's how they want to be able to get access.
They may say, okay, I want to know when your restaurant has corned beef and cabbage, because I love your corned beef and cabbage. So whenever you put on Twitter about corned beef and cabbage, I'm having Twitter email that to my, or IM that to my, or text my iPhone with your messages, because I have Twitter to do that. And that way, if you do that in the morning, I'll know where I'm going to have lunch today.
Exactly. And I don't want to get every single tweet from you, because I'm not interested.
Right.
That you have to say,
but they get to choose, folks. So two things quickly, Anita. Number one, I don't like the term social networking. I don't like the term social media for small businesses. I prefer, and I'm on a one man crusade, unabashedly, unapologetically, for the term online customer communities.
Yeah,
because I think long after you and I have quit talking about Twitter, are going to be building customer communities online, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
From a business marketing point of view, how should we be viewing this?
Well, see, having said that, we're going to do a break here. Having said that, I still think we got to be on Twitter, got to be on Facebook to learn about how that universe behaves, and to do training for our own benefit. Tintail, right back with Anita Rosen. She's got some more good stuff for us right after these. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Anita Rosen is our guest. Her website is readygo.com, right, Anita?
Yes, it is.
And the book is called Learning 2.0. Tell us what we're going to find at readygo.com.
Well, we're going to find a lot of stuff that is important to me, and I'm very much interested in e-learning, which is how to move your training to the web, which gets into very similar to what we're talking about, this whole web thing.
That's right.
It's not just media that's changing. It's also, like, training, because you were talking about, you made a comment after 9/11, and because of the cost of everything, a lot of companies are looking, saying it's very expensive to send someone out to do training. So instead of sending someone out to training, why don't we send our trainers to the web?
Right, exactly.
And then
your employees are your first customers.
Right. And I also consider it part of marketing. If you're going to be marketing to people, a lot of times you need to train them first. How do they know to buy your product?
And see, that's
They're
all
not
part
educated
of the.
On your product.
That's all part of serving your community, isn't it?
Right, right.
Which is what I prefer to think about rather than social media. But I want to come back a minute, though, Anita, and talk about how you think. I want you to talk to us about how you think we should use Twitter. How should we use Facebook? Because I'm just going to say one thing, and then I'm going to let you go. I think that those should be training wheels for where I think we're going to wind up, which is every business having their own platform, their own community platforms, and that this is just first grade for them. What do you think?
That could be. You know what? This is so new right now from a marketing point of view. This is unbelievably new. But if you're looking at PR, the PR part of marketing, PR is always how do you get out there to your customer? And, you know, we look at the old-fashioned PR where you'd send out a press release. And I know with my business is who cares about press releases anymore? Mm-hmm. No one reads them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to start looking at other ways when you're releasing a product. How do you get the news out there to them? You might have a database of all your customers that have come in. You collect their email, and you can send an email blast it. Now, that worked really great 10 years ago. Is it still effective?
Mm-hmm.
So now it keeps on changing. The old way becomes less effective, and now we're always looking for the new way. I really think we're on the cusp when it comes to social networking for marketing, because I know with myself and I know with other friends who use it, they might do a lot of energy into something like Facebook, and they don't get any leads, they don't get anyone. And other ones,
they waste a lot of time.
It's the most amazing thing because there was this viral spread, and everyone started talking about their business, and it was great. And you know what? You don't know if it's going to be great or terrible, but you kind of have to be there to find out.
And I'll tell you, the great thing about these sites are they are a proving ground, they are a training ground. I think it's going to be difficult for you to get as much as I want businesses to have their own community platforms, like a newsletter, reaching out to customers with texting and that sort of thing. Facebook and Twitter are good training grounds for them to get to that next level.
Well, the nice thing about it, so the good thing for a small business is it's free.
Yeah.
That's a great thing because you can get on there and you can start playing around with it, and it's not costing you a lot of money
But it's not as flexible, hopefully, as your own will be one day.
The downside of it is you can't go to, Mr. Expert. It's very hard to find, Mr. Facebook Expert or Mrs. Facebook Expert who's going to come in, and you sit there and say, well, I'm going to ask my 16-year-old kid. Well, that's kind of, I laugh because it's like asking your 16-year-old kid to, 15 years ago, that's what people said, they're going to build my website because they get this.
Right.
And then you'd see these absolutely awful websites because, yes, they got the web, but they didn't get your business and they didn't get your customer.
Right. Yep.
So you can't just ask the 16-year-old kid who's on Facebook. What you need to ask is someone that's a little bit older who has an idea of your business and has an idea of your customer, because that's the important thing. You don't want to just be on Facebook. You want to be focused on your customer.
Right.
And
you need a 25 or a 30-year-old, maybe.
Right. You need to get someone that's a little bit older who can, when you're interviewing them, if you're going to have someone come in and do this, you can't just sit there and it's like, oh, yeah, I'm on Facebook all the time, and all I do is talk to my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's 20%. The 80% is, do you understand my business? Do you understand my customers? So that when you're on there, you're presenting me professionally as opposed to not.
Anita,
so there's a combination of two things that you're looking for out there.
I've got to wrap it up, but I think we got more to talk about on this topic. Can we do part two on this next time you join us?
I'd love to.
Let's do that.
We scratch the surface.
I know, and I know we got so much, and you're so good at this. Anita, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Yep.
Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen, ReadyGo.com is the website. Don't miss that one. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.